So we don't want to look at that game and kind of think it's going to be the same results. We want to watch tape and get the game plan together and be ready to execute Sunday.
What do you think they'll do differently?
I'm not sure. A lot of teams are trying to stack the box and want us to win the game by throwing the ball, and we're doing that. So I'm curious to see how they play us and what type of different stunts they pull.
What do you think was different about this last game that you got sprung for the run a lot better?
Just a lot more lanes. I felt like it was more lanes to run. There was tons of one-on-one opportunities, I felt like, and we made the best of them. That's probably the biggest difference. I think also just the passing we've been doing lately. I think teams are kind of you got to account for that, going up top and the way Nick Foles is playing. So that had a lot to do with it also.
Sean, how much is the defense taking the pressure off the offense right now, the way they're playing?
A lot, because every series, it's not one of the things we have to score. Where you're pressing, you're pressing. You know, we're just going out there with the flow and playing ball. We know if there is a mistake, the defense can kind of have our backs and cover for us.
Are you keeping your eye on the rushing leaders and seeing what you
said? I know, number one,
After Thursday night, it was Peterson and Morris that you took over.
I mean, the good thing is the linemen really keep track of all them things. From time to time I'll glance at it and take a look at it. But I more look at the players. Probably if they're on TV, I'll watch them instead of going to ESPN.com and look at the stats. So it's just about winning games. I think that any back could tell you, it's cool to get the record or the rushing title, but if you're doing it losing-wise, it's not the same. You know, when you're winning, have a big game yardage-wise, and you won, it's a way bigger deal than you lose, but you had 180 yards. Like, you walk on the plane, like, yeah, but you lost. So it doesn't add up.
What kind of differences have you seen in the show?
But it definitely matters, though.
I mean, he
looks the same. He looks the same old DeSean Jackson that us Philly players and fans are used to. Just fast, making big plays, and just being a headache for a defense. DeSean's a talented player, which we all know. I think just his presence, I think his speed, to keep a defense aware of him at all times, and he's playing excellent.
I remarked to him yesterday that when he caught that ball that popped up from the two defensive backs, that it would not have occurred to me to then walk into the end zone backwards. But he's a showman. Watching that, what did you think? Were you surprised that he did that?
I mean, he scored a touchdown. You can do whatever you want when you score a touchdown.
But, the presence of mind to do something like that in that instance.
Well, Les, I'll tell you this.
Expect you to do
scoring a touchdown, you can do whatever you want to do. He's a big time player. He's in there quite a bit. So who knows? He might have rehearsed it, and that's how he wanted to do it. I was worried about the touchdown more than just the celebration.
What does it mean to have Nick Foles step up the way he has?
It means a lot. It means a lot for this offense. Nick, where Mike left off, Nick is kind of followed his path and his footsteps and making plays. So just to have two guys to come in and play like starters is big for us. A lot of teams, when a starter goes down, the offense goes down. And in Philadelphia, that's not the case.
From a scheme standpoint, how different is this offense from the one the Redskins saw in week one, or is it pretty much the same?
For the most part, it's pretty much the same. I think Mike just adds another dimension as far as running the ball, where now some of the reads, they just, okay, let's just try to get McCoy and let Nick run. Where Mike, it's either me or Mike. So what's the difference? You got to account for Mike's arm and his legs.
Sean, some of your teammates have talked this week publicly about desperately needing to win at home and get rid of that losing streak. Do you guys talk about that amongst yourselves, each other? Is that a rallying cry this week at all?
No, we don't. As a team, we don't really talk about it. We just go out and just want to play the game and win some games. I wish I had the answer to tell you why we can't win at home. But I think this week it's the same preparation as we had last week. So hopefully it's the same results at the end of the game.
How much does it bother you, though, that it hasn't happened in over a year?
Yeah, that's tough, man, just knowing that. But then again, I don't have the answer for that. We got to find a way to get it done. I think it's only right that the fans, that they pay their hard-earned money to watch us play. You know, they see that type of efforts in away games from the television. They want to see the same efforts at home.
Okay, thanks. Thanks. Woo!